Next patient is Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, M-A-R-G-R-A-V-E-S, born 4654. This is a 60-year-old gentleman. A fabricator from Paris, Texas, single, has no children, currently on hospice because of COPD, excessive tobacco abuse, hypertension, diabetes, and schizoaffective disorder, period. Patient also has a history of seizure controlled with Keppra at this time. His blood sugar is controlled with metformin. He's losing weight. He's not eating very much at this time, but he continues to smoke. Because of his long-standing schizophrenia, he suffers from tardive dyskinesia and is treated with Cogentin, period. His behavioral issues related to his schizoid disorder has been controlled with the help of 15 milligrams of Zyprexia, Risperdal, and Vistril on a regular basis, period. Patient has lost a tremendous amount of weight, used to be on insulin, but since he has lost weight, his blood sugar is now controlled with metformin. He also has evidence of vocal cord paralysis, most likely related to stroke, period. He has refused oxygen. His O2 sat's 88%, pulse is 100, consistent with end-stage COPD, period. He uses a nebulizer on a regular basis, complains of tiredness. He has a high risk of fall, and taking one or two steps causes him severe shortness of breath. Despite this, he accompanied outside by his caregiver to smoke because he's insistent on smoking. He will not stop smoking. Overall prognosis remains poor. He also has pedal edema related to pulmonary hypertension and cor pulmonale, secondary to his end-stage COPD. His anxiety related to COPD is controlled with the help of Vistril on a regular basis around the clock. His blood pressure is controlled with Norvasc at this time. Thank you.